pound sacks, or 50 pound sacks.
Okay. And how about the ones that potatoes were shipped in? What were they called?
Croaker sacks.
Mm-hmm. How about feed, seed, or manure?
What now?
Feed, seed, or manure.
Well, all that was in a burlap sack is what it was.
But you called them croaker sacks.
Croaker sacks, yeah.
Ever heard those called toe sacks?
Yeah.
All the same thing?
All the same thing.
All right, what might you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
A bushel.
All right. Ever heard that called a turn of corn?
Turn of corn.
Okay. How about the amount of wood you might carry?
Cord.
Uh-huh. All right. When an electric lamp burns out, you have to put in a new...
bulb.
All right, can you give me the other word that goes with that? What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Right. Okay. What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
How about if it were outside?
Hydrant.
Okay. And how about if somebody... they brought you, like if you're working out in the field and maybe the women brought out some water and a thing like this was something that you turned. What was
that? A jar?
Mm-hmm.
A jug?
And did it have something on it that you could turn?
Yeah. Spigot.
Yeah. All right. You might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
froze.
All right. If they froze to the point that they exploded.
Bursted.
I'm sorry?
Bursted.
Okay. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
burst.
Okay. If you carried a washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
Well, most of them use regular clothes baskets.
Fine. Okay. What do you call... it's like a barrel, only it's smaller, and nails used to come in it.
Kegs.
Mm-hmm. They don't... can you buy them like that anymore?
Oh, yeah. You can... There's a lot of bolts and nuts and washers to still put up in kegs. But most of them, they've gone to paper. Paper boxes now.
Yeah. All right, what do you call the things that run around the barrel to hold the staves in place?
Oh, the band, I believe it is.
Okay, there's another word.
Hook.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing you put in top of a bottle?
The cork.
Okay.
Stopper.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that you play at your mouth?
Harp. French harp.
Okay. Ever hear any other name for that?
Juice harp. No, juice harp is a different harp from that. No, I believe French harp. It's about all I've ever heard it called.
All right. Have you ever heard of harmonica?
Harmonica, yes, I have. That's right.
And are they the same thing?
Same thing.
But a juice harp is something else.
A juice harp, yeah, it's a little round hickey like this, and it's got a little part that makes the music. Comes out here, and you hold that up to your mouth, and you hum and strum at the same time. You
I've seen them, but
well,
I can't play them.
That's what I can't either. That's what they call a juice harp.
Okay. Now, are you saying juice or Jews? Because it's called both.
Yeah, it's both called both. I've already called both. Them. I don't know which is correct.
I don't either. I think it just depends on where
yeah.
you're from. So which do you say? You say juice?
Juice harp.
Okay. If you have what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
All right. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is a long piece of wood that comes down between
them? Tongue.
You say that again.
Tongue.
Okay. The dog is competing with you. Okay.
He hears us talking.
He's jealous, isn't he? He wants to be out here.
He'll settle down.
Okay. You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
the shaves.
Okay. Any other names?